are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. We welcome now Scott Petrak, who covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. So, Scott, when you were laying down the odds for the coaching candidates for the Browns, where did you have Ben McAdoo?
How about the field, huh? he was not near the top of my list.
I didn't think so. But what are you thinking about that one?
You know what? I don't have a huge problem with it. I kind of like the idea of finding a guy that's a young, up-and-comer, off the radar. You know, I know that the Andy Reid comparisons are there, and they're legit. And a guy like Sean Payton, I like the idea of finding a young, offensive, quote-unquote, mastermind that can come in and kind of add some energy and spark something, as opposed to maybe a guy who has been a head coach before and hasn't had a whole lot of success.
Scott, as this coaching search moves on, we were talking earlier, Gus Malzahn, I thought very impressive last night and what he was able to do against Florida State. What's your take on him? How realistic do you think it is that the Browns could get him? And would you want the Browns to get Gus Malzahn?
Well, I think they're definitely interested. You know what? I always have reservations about a college guy, especially a college guy who doesn't have pro experience. And Gus has never been in the NFL, and I think that's a big jump. You'd have to make sure you have an experienced staff around you. Much like Chip Kelly's having to do in Philly. He's got a lot of NFL guys around him. I know that Chip Kelly's offense has had success this year. I'm not positive that the read option, and we saw a lot of it last night with Auburn, that that's going to work at the NFL level. So I have some reservations about it. I wouldn't be totally against it. I think he'd bring some excitement. People at Auburn, I think, don't expect Gus to leave for the NFL. He's only been there a year. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns have a lot of interest and make a strong push. But I don't think he'll get the job here. But, you know, it wouldn't shock me if he did.
Scott, the timetable, as I understand it, doesn't have a coach being hired by the end of this week. Basically, we'll be a full 2 weeks into the process and no coach being hired. But possibly after that is when all bets are off or on, if you will, with a hire. Are you concerned about the timetable and its impact on the ability to settle things down with regard to free agency, especially Alex Mack and T.J. Ward, who are due to become free agents?
You know what? Not at this point. If it lingered to the Super Bowl, which it could, if, you know, the Browns love Josh McDaniels and the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, or even if they're waiting to interview Adam Gase from Denver and the Broncos wind up going to the Super Bowl, then you start to worry, because then the window gets shorter. It's about 4 or 5 weeks until free agency starts. But if, you know, one of those teams loses next week, or they settle on McAdoo, or Malzahn becomes available, you know, they interview him this week and it gets done at some point next week, I still think there's plenty of time to sit down with Mack and Ward. I do think, and you know, we've talked about this before, that it's important not to create more holes on this roster. And I think there's already enough holes. And when people talk about, oh, look at all these Pro Bowlers, and you have to keep in mind, two of these Pro Bowlers / All Pros are free agents. So in order for this roster to be as attractive as some people think it is to prospective coaches, you got to re-sign those guys.
Is that something that you are hearing is potentially imminent? Are you hearing anything on that front? Because I agree with you. That's one of the things I said. I think that would be not only a good thing to help the coaching search, it would be a great thing, obviously, for PR, et cetera, saying we're going to keep the continuity of this core group of young players together.
Yeah, I think you probably have to wait till you get a coach, just so you can start fresh with the 2014 offseason. Make sure you're on the same page. You know, and to me, Alex Mack is the number one priority, because you're not going to be able to replace him. We talked to Joe Thomas at the end of the year, and he said, you know, I talked to you, he goes, even if you draft a guy in the first round, I mean, first of all, it means you're spending a first round pick to go get a center when you already have one. Second of all, there's no way he can be as good as Alex Mack, because Alex Mack's been doing this for 5 years. So I just don't see how the Browns front office can afford to let him get away, unless Max says, you know what, I don't want to be here. But he didn't sound like that when we talked to him at the end of the year. I think T.J. Ward is not less important. I think it's less of a priority, because maybe he can fill that position easier. I think you can make the argument that TJ's not the biggest guy in the world. Maybe he's susceptible to some injuries down the road, where with Alex Mack, the guy's never missed a snap. You can count on him for the next 7 or 8 years.
Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Scott, as we, again, move forward with this process, you've expressed, as others have too, that the experience factor of not being in the NFL would be something that maybe you don't like about a Gus Malzahn. But the field as we understand it, or at least the names that we're hearing, is anyone appealing to you right now? Is there someone that you'd say, if you had to have this decision made today, this is the guy I want?
Well, if we were going big picture, I kind of like the idea of Ken Whisenhunt. He's been a head coach before. He's on the offensive side of the ball, which I like. And he took a franchise with no history of winning and took him to the Super Bowl. So I like all those qualities. I think he's a stand-up guy. I like the way he handles his players. I don't think he's on the Browns' radar, but he would be my guy. Guys on the Browns' radar, you know, I like the idea that Adam Gase in Denver, like we talked about with McAdoo, he's a young guy, but he has coordinator experience. I thought he did a good job with Tim Tebow. I never liked Tim Tebow as a quarterback, but I thought he played his best quarterback with Gase as his quarterback's coach, and he was the quarterback coach when they won that one playoff game against Pittsburgh. So I like a lot of that. I like the fact that he's been around Peyton Manning. I like the fact that he's young. He's had some success. So he would be my number one of the names that have been connected with the Browns job.
And that's just the thing. Are you surprised that they're not talking to Whisenhunt? That's a name that it seems to be pretty popular. I know you've mentioned it before here on the show. I hear some of that on Twitter because of the success that he had in Arizona, taking them at least as far as he did. And then, obviously, listen, you lose a guy like Kurt Warner, it's going to have a major impact on your team, and certainly he fell victim to that after Kurt Warner decided to hang up his cleats. He seems to be pretty popular in other places. Are you also surprised that we haven't heard anything about either Jay Gruden or Mike Zimmer from the Bengals, especially Zimmer, knowing that he's the kind of guy that we hear Gerard always talk about adding accountability, that would add that kind of accountability, seems to be that kind of a leader, a fiery guy, plus he's familiar with the 3-4, of which a substantial investment was made this offseason?
I am. Those are three guys that would have been near the top of my list if I were the guy starting a search. And I know the Browns interviewed Whisenhunt and Zimmer last year, so maybe they came to the conclusion these aren't the guys we want, or they feel they already have enough information on them, they don't need to go interview them again. But it looks like Whisenhunt's at the top of the wish list for, I think, Detroit, maybe
yep.
Tennessee. So I am surprised. And another guy who he was signed, you know, he was hired by Tampa really pretty quickly after the search, but a guy like Lovie Smith. You know, if we hear these quote-unquote retreads get mentioned, you know, not that Josh McDaniels can't have success, but a guy like Josh McDaniels didn't have any success as a head coach, but yet there seems to be no interest in a guy like Whisenhunt and Lovie Smith. Both went to the Super Bowl, and Lovie Smith did it with a bad quarterback. So, you know, I kind of would have liked to see the Browns spend more time on guys who have shown that they can win at this level. And if they don't go that direction, then I'd say go ahead with a guy who's brand new to the job, hasn't been a head coach before, and see if he can catch lightning in a bottle.
Scott, great breakdown. We appreciate it, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on CBD. Got much more coming up. You're going to hear about Adam Gase, the Denver Broncos offensive
right.
coordinator we just mentioned, because Mike Kliss from the Denver Post is going to join us at 2:30, right around that time, to talk about him. In the meantime, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Want those barks from the pound.